Before we dive in, two things. First, thank you. Listeners like you are why we do this. Our team works hard on every episode to ensure we bring you the best content possible. Second, it's a gift-giving time of year. People ask us all the time, what's your setup or what's your favorite gear? We put all of our favorites together in our new Generation Leader gift guide. Find recommendations for those hard to buy for people on your list and get them something great this year. Find the gift guide at newgenerationleader.fm/gift and we'll keep this up to date all year round. All right, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the New Generation Leader Podcast. We're giving you the tools you need to lead in the digital world. Ready to reach your true potential? This is the New Generation Leader Podcast. Hey, welcome to episode 23 of the New Generation Leader Podcast. I'm excited to have Logan Weiss on the show today, and we're going to dive into this conversation. Logan has a nonsense attitude and believes in leading by example. He knows what it takes to be successful and wants everyone on his team to achieve their goals, which sounds pretty similar to a lot of what we talk about here on the show. So let's dive in. Logan, welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me, Aaron.
Absolutely. So give us a little more background. Fill in the color commentary. Who is Logan and what are you up to these days?
So I created a insurtech company, We Insure Things, about 13 months ago, and we've been growing that. Deal with pretty much any type of insurance, whether it's auto, home, life, to more specialty types of insurance, crypto wallet, drone, or if you want to take your car to the track, we do track insurance as well, and anything in between.
All right. So you've got a pretty varied career and background. What was it about your experience that led you to launch into the insurtech space?
I never thought I'd end up into insurance. I went to school at Old Dominion University. I graduated, and while I was at school, I managed a Starbucks there. I ran a Starbucks location, and when I graduated, still managing that same Starbucks location. I had an interview with State Farm and didn't really want the job, but it was anything other than Starbucks, and so moved forward with it, and that's how I ended up in insurance. And insurance is one of those things, like once you stumble into it, it's a wide, wide industry and you can really do anything you want inside insurance, whether it's taking care of people when it comes to claims, putting them back together, or helping them when it comes to purchasing a policy.
That's awesome. So what kind of lessons did you pick up leading at Starbucks that you found yourself using over time as you got into insurance?
Sure. So I've had many different bosses and managers throughout my career. I've had bosses where they roll up their sleeves and they're doing the job with you. There's nothing they're afraid to do. And then I've had bosses and managers where it's do as I say, not as I do. And I've had bosses where it's more strategic, like this is how we set up an organization. Here's how we execute our goals. So I've seen many different types of leadership styles out there. And I would say my leadership style is really a combination of all of those, both good and bad. And I've seen some bad leaders in my career, and I've learned a lot from them, things not to do. And I've seen some really good leaders, and I've tried to emulate all their successes and everything they do.
So going back through your career, who was one of the top leaders, the most impactful leaders who you worked for or spent time around? And what was it about them that kind of drew you into their style of leadership?
Sure. So personal side, my father was always a great leader in the household. He was a hard worker. He took care of everybody. He was very unselfish. And then professionally, it was Frank Sambrone. He was a great mentor and still is a great mentor and great leader. He always put people first, always gave them the benefit of the doubt. And he tried to work with people if they were having a bad day or just try and make their lives better in any way he could. And that pays big dividends. People are hard to find. Good people are extremely hard to find. And if you find somebody good, you really want to hold on to them for both good times and bad times. You want to work with them.
Absolutely. So what kind of team have you built up around you with this new venture?
Yeah, so we're a smaller team as it stands today. We have some people who do TikTok videos for us, a few salespeople. We're very much in the lean startup phase of our business. In Bass Rolls, I've led a larger team, and it was all divided up based on responsibilities. And I really helped develop leaders. The greatest compliment that I learned throughout my career was being able to duplicate yourself as a leader and as a manager to help people achieve greatness.
Yeah, absolutely. I just got off a coaching call in the last hour and we were talking about that. Yeah, I've been coaching this leader for probably 18 months now. And one of the things that we talked about at the beginning was I wanted him to be 100% healthy, self-confident, assured as a leader himself, and able to then multiply that out into the people around him. And when we started, he had a lot going on, internal personal turmoil, that he wanted to get back to a place of being healthy himself and being able to lead with influence, not only at work, but also at home and in his community. And the second part of that, so once you get healthy, then you've got to multiply that. And I said, hey, today, over these last few months, you've started talking about the ways that you've multiplied. And it's not just you, but it's now your team. And so instead of being one person now, it's three of you who can lead with that kind of motivation and be able to lead effectively, multiply that out into the world around you, into the workplace. And that kind of posture is different. It's new, as you highlighted, Logan, going all the way back in your career to all those different kinds of leaders. I've quoted a lot of times working with Lane, one of my coworkers at one time, we joked that we could write a book on how not to lead based on people we had led or worked under who had been leading us and our teams early in our career. And so you go through all of those examples and you see who it is you want to work for, who you do want to emulate and become. So that's great to hear how you've started to incorporate those lessons and experiences into what you're doing and how you're leading now. What would you say is something that's surprised you about leading, a new insight based on your current experience and role and where you are right now?
So leaders are not perfect. They make mistakes. You just have to own up when you make mistakes. Doesn't matter who the leader is, no one's perfect. And I remember reading something a while ago that the most successful leaders were right 51% of the time. That means they're wrong 49% of the time. And so it's just acknowledging when you make a mistake and learning from it. Running a startup, I mean, I can't tell you the number of mistakes I've made, but I can tell you each time I make a mistake, I learn from that mistake and I'm not making it again. As a leader, you just keep moving forward and you put people first, put yourself in their shoes, do the best you can.
So let's talk about that for a minute. You said you're learning from your mistakes. And that's a powerful lesson that a lot of people don't focus in on. How have you differentiated a mistake from a failure and learned to grow from it instead of letting it cripple you?
How I look at a failure is when you give up and you're like, well, this just isn't for me. A mistake is something where you move forward and you get better. I've made numerous mistakes as a leader, whether it was taking people for granted, not appreciating them, in some cases being selfish. I mean, I'm human after all. And so putting the business needs over the individual. So just trying to learn from those. And so when those same situations happen again, well, person first over the business. If you put people first, you'll get results. The business will be there regardless. People are what make the business. It's what makes we insure things. It's what's made any business I've ever worked for. A business is successful because of its people. The people are successful because of the leadership that they're involved with. If you have a bad leader, well, you're not going to want to come to work. You're not going to want to do your best. You're not going to put the company first. You're going to cut corners. Or a term that's going around today is quiet quitting. Most of these people probably have bad leadership in their organization and they don't feel engaged. They don't want to do their best. Leadership is all about getting people to reach their highest potential, some things they may not even know they're capable of, and helping them get there.
What kind of experiences have you had? Have you seen any of your team members be able to accomplish something they didn't think they could do?
Oh, absolutely. In my current role, some of my team members, they never thought they would be building a company from the ground up and how far we've really come in 13 months, things they thought they were incapable of. Because everybody has this comfort zone that they want to stay in, this equilibrium. Part of leadership is helping your team members get out of that comfort zone and achieve higher goals, higher expectations than they had for themselves.
That's great seeing people grow and flourish and identify those growth opportunities because, you know, so many of us graduate, we get our degree, our diploma, and think, all right, good, I've got it made now. Let me go do the work. And it's the continual growth and development that often brings the most success and most opportunity for us. So, Logan, walk us through your current business and what you're doing and how people can connect with you.
Sure. So they can connect with me on LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Current business is We Insure Things, weinsurethings.com. We can help with any insurance need you have, or if you just have questions about a type of insurance, or we're happy to help you with that, or do a policy review. Again, we're happy to help you in any way we can. What was the second part? Sorry.
People connecting with you and what the business is doing.
So We Insure Things, we're just simplifying the insurance purchasing process. So if you think about how people engage with their insurance, it's usually negative. Rate went up, they had a claim, they got in an accident. We're changing that. We're adding a positive spin to insurance. And we're simplifying how people engage and purchase insurance. We're providing more value when it comes to your insurance, making sure you understand what you're purchasing, what your insurance is actually doing for you, where your dollars are going, and what they're doing. We're trying to change a decades-old industry and bring it into the new century while making it fun and engaging.
There's certainly lots of opportunity for disruption and advancement in so many different industries. So it's exciting to see you taking on this one. And we'll link to all of Logan's social networks and We Insure Things. We'll drop that in the show notes at newgenerationleader.com/23. Logan, as you look to launch We Insure Things, and now that you're 13 months in, what do you feel like is really changing the game? What is it that people are identifying with that's drawing them to connect with We Insure Things?
It's our differentiated insurance offerings. Crypto wallet insurance has been a big one currently. It's really our simplified purchasing process using data and analytics to simplify so you can get a quote in as little as 30 seconds. And then it's the education that comes behind that, the We Insure Things promise, making sure you understand where your dollars are going, what you're actually purchasing. We can make an insurance policy kind of cost whatever within certain reason, but it does no good if it's not there when you need it. And so We Insure Things promise, making sure you fully understand what you're purchasing and how it can protect your asset.
So Logan, for you personally, what's a habit or tool, some sort of growth hack or life hack that you've adopted in either your personal life or in leadership that's you feel like has helped you maximize your own potential?
I meditate. I try and do that either in the evening or in the morning. That's been a big improvement in my overall mindfulness. I write down my goals, what I'm trying to accomplish for the day. That's always been a big thing, whether it's in my phone or on a scratch piece of paper, writing down what I'm trying to accomplish. Just kind of living each moment as if it's my last, working hard and staying determined. Being involved in a startup, there's a lot of rejection. Yeah, you just keep moving forward, keep pushing on, take some feedback and apply it and throw other pieces of feedback in the trash. Just keep moving forward. I mean, that's a big thing. Put people first.
Yeah, people first is so important from so many different arenas, not only in service on the customer side. And we often think about it that way in terms of, hey, let's take care of our customers first, make sure their needs are met. But so often we don't look internally into our own team and making sure people come first. We're building up each individual to maximize their potential, like you've mentioned, but also maximizing their role and tweaking and adjusting, optimizing the team in order to perform effectively based on who's on the team. The same coaching client, the last hour, we were talking about people within their team and how they're focusing on individuals. We're coming up here on year end and lots of time to be thankful and wrap up the year to celebrate what's been accomplished. And he said, you know what, Aaron, there's no chatter about any of that in our ecosystem. And that's sobering. And it's it's disappointing to watch from organizational perspectives, but a great opportunity for us to lean in and make sure that we're taking care of the people around us and giving them an opportunity to be successful. Logan, as we wrap up, the one question that I always ask is, what's something that you've learned throughout your career that you wish you had learned earlier in your career?
It's important to have balance, both professionally and personally. Without balance, it affects everything. It affects your decision-making. It affects your mood, your energy, how you treat people. It's important to have balance in everything you do. That balance is going to kind of depend on each individual person, but it's very important. And then kind of piggybacking on what you were just saying about how putting people first, employees or team members first over customers, I couldn't agree with that more. I think that's the most important thing. I'm a big football fan, and whether you like the Patriots or not, Bill Belichick is really good about his system. He doesn't try and cram a player to do something that they're not good at. He plugs and plays, and he builds systems around the players, and they complement each other. And I think that's why he's been so successful as a football coach.
Yeah, lots of good lessons from the football field, baseball diamond, the basketball court, whatever the case may be. Lots of parallels, lots of things we can learn and pick up. And I think it's especially helpful in crossing that sometimes to another arena and saying, okay, let me get outside my comfort zone a little bit. What can I learn from a different context and bring back to apply? So Logan, any last thoughts, any questions that I should have asked you today?
I'm happy to be able to have talked with you about leadership. Leadership is not one of those things that's like a set it and forget it. It's constantly evolving. You can constantly become a better leader. And there's so many resources out there. You can read so many books, and there's wonderful podcasts like this. But part of leadership is just going out there and doing it. You're going to make some mistakes. Just learn from your mistakes. Put people first and have good intentions, and you'll figure out the rest.
Yeah, it's a continual growth journey. Always a journey to continue onward and upward and continue growing, flourishing, and expanding our own capabilities. Well, thanks so much, Logan. Logan Weiss from We Insure Things. You can connect with Logan, download the show notes, and look for links to Logan's social networks on our website, newgenerationleader.com/23. Well, Logan, thanks so much for being on the show today. We'll look forward to staying in touch and hopefully having you back sometime soon.
All right. Thank you for having me, Aaron.
Thanks for listening to the New Generation Leader Podcast. Subscribe today on your favorite podcasting platform. Ready to solve your leadership crisis? Download the show notes and unlock your true leadership potential at newgenerationleader.com/podcast. Thanks for listening today, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the New Generation Leader Podcast. Thanks again for listening to today's show. Don't forget to check out the New Generation Leader gift guide at newgenerationleader.fm/gift. Thanks to Brian, Jim, Jay, and the team behind the scenes. We'll see you next time on the New Generation Leader Podcast.